With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, John and Lance.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you over the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you all had a great Father's Day weekend. Not if you went out to the Astros games, you didn't. Not if you were out there watching a team that is just, it's just not good. Nothing is good about it. Hitting, fielding, pitching, nothing. Nothing is good about it right now. It's, it's starting to get a little worrisome now. They fall back into third place. The Angels with just moved ahead of them with a really nice weekend. Shohei Ohtani has 24 home runs right now. 24 home runs.
He has been red hot lately.
He is. So last year, was it last year? I think it was last year, the year before. He's the only Angel to ever have 28 home runs through the month of June. He's got 24 right now. And he probably will have more than that. He is on fire, and the Angels are on fire, and the Astros suck right now. Just suck.
Yep, suck.
No other way to put it. And I'm looking at a headline here, right here, Lance, and I'm going to ask you a question if you agree or disagree. Dusty Baker's inexplicable decision-making continues to hamper the Astros' chances of winning.
It's got to be Chandler Rome.
It's not Chandler Rome. It is Climbing Tails Hill.
Oh, okay.
And it is, I don't know that it's inaccurate. Dusty Baker, I know he's Dusty Baker. He's got 2,000 wins. He's won a World Series and all of this. But we had our complaints about Dusty before this. But Dusty this season, managing a team that has, I mean, there are a lot of young guys. And Dusty makes that call. Dusty says this. Here's one of Dusty's quotes yesterday after the game about this team and some of the mistakes that they're making.
You know, it wasn't a very good weekend, number one. We made a few mistakes this weekend that cost us. You know, when you're playing a hot club, you know, when you give them opportunities, you know, and they capitalize on it. I said, when you give a team that's playing well and playing hot and feeling positive, you know, it's the little things that open the gates to the big things. You know, probably a third of our team has under 2 years of experience, and so that's not a veteran group. We're still in the process of teaching guys, you know, things that, you know, we would hope that they would learn and make those mistakes in the minor leagues. But, you know, we've had to call up on them and rush them to get here. And, that team has a lot of speed over there. You know, speed makes you do things, makes you rush, and speed kills. Then early in the game, we left a lot of runners on base where we really could have, blown that game open early. But this team that we're playing today, you know how young guys are. When they start going good, then they feel very positive that they can come back.
Wait a minute. So their young guys, when, you know, you're going good, then everything's great. But our young guys, which is, now this is the first time that I've ever heard anybody complain about the youth on the Houston Astros, if you want to know the truth. Uh-huh. A third of our team got rushed up, and so maybe they're making mistakes. But their young guys, when things are going, man, they're right, you get them on a roll. You get a young guy on a roll, and look what happens. I ain't buying any of that, if you want to know the truth. It ain't about them being too young. It's about them. It's about a lot of inconsistency. Yeah, Alex Bregman has struggled a little bit at third base, if you want to know the truth. His throwing has been
Defensively, I don't know what has happened from a throwing standpoint.
Yeah, his throwing has been. I mean, he makes some unbelievable plays on balls that, and then all of a sudden he's just, you know, he rushed that throw yesterday, threw it high, you know, whatever. It's not Alex Bregman. If the pitching hasn't been as good, the bullpen has not been nearly as good. The hitting has been so intense. How do you lose that game 2-1 on Friday? How do you lose? I just unbelievable that you, and you don't score until, you know, the bottom of the ninth and with two outs. I mean, it's at one thing after another, and Dusty's not helping it. So the Astros are 16th in the major league in runs per game at 4.42. Their .244 batting average ranks 18th. Their .712 OPS ranks 21st. And all the while, they lead the major leagues in ERA. So what does Dusty do? Well, here's their point. Let's start with the indefensible decision-making at DH in left field. Obviously, if Jordan and Michael Brantley were here, they would be playing there. But they're not. Chaz McCormick, his .787 OPS, ranks fourth on the team. Yiner Diaz, .750, ranks fifth. Fourth and fifth. With a team OPS of .712, you'd think they want to get them in the lineup. Instead, he continues to trot out Corey Jolks each day. Jolks has 38 starts in left field and 12 at DH. Chaz McCormick has 10 starts in left field. Yiner has 9 at DH. Until one of them is back, Corey Jolks has a .658 OPS. And a 0.0 B war. And yet he plays more than Chaz McCormick.
It's one of those things where you have feel good. There's some feel good moments with Jolks because he was a guy that not expected to play. Hit his sixth home run over the weekend, which is twice as many as Abreu has. And he's giving you more than you expected. But when you look at the totality of his season, it's not the season, especially his slashes, that are of somebody who should be DHing on at really, very few times should he be DHing at all.
As an
extra bat in the lineup.
Pretty good point here. Chaz McCormick was a key cog in your World Series run last year. He didn't start the first two games of this season, and he's playing Corey Jolks way more regularly than he is Chaz McCormick. Why is Chaz McCormick not out there?
I don't know.
He is fourth on the team in OPS.
Yeah.
What is the deal? And I don't get it. I just don't get it. Yiner Diaz? He's hitting the – you need some hitting right now, and yet the guy is sitting on the bench. It's unbelievable.
Three hits yesterday.
And yet he can't get regular playing time. Do you believe in this? You know, Jeremy Pena is awesome batting second. Uh-huh. Awesome. I mean, his OPS, he's got a .968 OPS batting second. Alex Bregman has an .853 OPS while batting cleanup. And yet he's got him second and he's third and he's got Pena sixth.
Jim Crane and Jeff Bagwell told me that they wanted to do less analytics driven. Am I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong that this was said during the offseason?
Don't you have a feel for this? No,
it wasn't Bagwell.
When Pena was batting second during the World Series run, he was the ALCS MVP and the World Series MVP. What about that? Do you need why do you need any numbers?
Because
for that?
Yes, that's true too. But if the numbers, the Astros have been dependent upon the numbers now, not with any success, just 4 World Series appearances and 6 straight ALCSs. You know, so if you consider that successful, fine. But you know, the numbers tell you. You know, analytics is really historical data. Is really what it is that is predictive of future success or failures. Well, if you look at the data and you predict and it's predictive, then it says Jeremy Pena should be in the 2-hole. It says Corey Jolks should never lead off. A .650 hitter should not be a leadoff hitter expected to get the most at bats. And I know that the Astros, and I can't remember if it was Bagwell said this or Jim Crane said this, but remember when it came out that the Astros wanted to get more, like have it be less analytics-driven and more baseball. Yeah. Like, this is I hated hearing it then, and I hate hearing it now. It's just such a bad idea not to follow the framework of what has worked for you in the past.
Right, no. So,
Jose... And Dusty stuff is not... Like, this is clearly not following... This is why I mentioned analytics. This isn't following any rhyme
or reason
that I know of for many of these moves.
I brought this up before. The only guy who could have slowed Michael Jordan down was Dean Smith. The only guy who can slow this offense down is Dusty Baker. Jose Altuve's 4-for-4 after really slumping in June. He finally gets his bat going. What does he do? He sits him yesterday. Chas McCormick is the only offense. He's 2-for-3 on Friday night. What does he do? He sits him
and
on
you're
Saturday.
You're playing the Reds. By the way, you're playing the Reds, whose pitching is not great. But what do? They outslug you two different games, 10-3. I mean, they just beat you on Saturday. But yesterday, they put runs on you. This is what they do. Their team pitching is not good.
You're up 5-2 on them, and they slap you around.
They have bats. They hit.
Yep.
They hit better than the Astros.
So
you need hitting in the lineup.
Okay. Martin Maldonado has taken 25 at-bats this season in games that are late and close. He's hitting 160 with 10 strikeouts, close and late. In high leverage spots, he has 34 at-bats, a 147 average, 452 OPS, and 14 strikeouts with only 5 hits. 452 OPS in high leverage spots. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why is he bad? And the other night, just the other night, Maldonado hits close and late, and he pinch hits jokes for I don't get it. I don't get it. Instead of pinch hitting Maldonado, you got three catchers on the roster. Why would you not, every single time you can, pinch hit from – why is Salazar on the roster if you won't pinch hit from
Salazar
Maldonado?
Salazar being on the roster is basically to allow you to pinch hit.
That's right.
Maldonado.
That's exactly what
it's
there for.
It's to allow you to play – Giner more, you know, to have him DHing. That's what it does for you.
Listen, I guess, the manager's going to catch it. But this has been years now of Dusty. You just shake your head. I don't know if it was.
The bullpen has sucked, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not on Dusty. The bullpen has stunk. It has not been consistent. And I mean, Presley, I'm talking about Presley, Maton, you could point to pretty much everybody.
Montero. Left.
Montero's been terrible. Seth Martinez.
Abreu's given up runs.
Almost everybody has been failing lately at some time or another. And then, you know, the sticks with, although at times the bats have come up, but it's not been good, not good enough. And
in the lower half of the league.
The errors for Bregman have been very costly this year. His throwing errors here recently have been very, very costly. So it's weird that Fromber has one of the best ERAs in the league and he's sitting at 6-5. Very Nolan Ryan-y.
Yep, extremely Nolan Ryan-y. It's frustrating as all get out. You get swept at home. You lose 2 out of 3, and then you get swept at home by the Reds.
Well, they're 4-10 in their last 14.
Oh my gosh, it is awful. And now, good news, you get Scherzer and Verlander the next 2 nights.
Mm-hmm. You better hope it's the bad Verlander, because I can tell you this, and I got a feeling it won't be. I got a feeling it's going to be Verlander that really focuses and comes to play. And by the way, this is a get well game for pitchers against the Astros lineup.
Yeah.
It's a get well.
No, this is one of the
playing the Astros, you got a chance to win now.
It's one of the bottom it's not a good hitting team. It's just not. It's not a good hitting team. It doesn't help that Yordan's not here. Now Brantley hasn't been here all season long.
Brantley hasn't been here for a year.
Jose Abreu hasn't been here most of the season. Maldonado's never here. I mean, it just doesn't help that these guys are all missing in action. Okay, it just doesn't help. However, this team, this is a better baseball team than they're showing. They're just playing like Dookie. They are just playing like Dookie. They got it. You know what? I think we're spoiled. You know, they're 6 games over .500. How many teams would want to be 6 games over .500, Lance?
Not me. I want to be 12 games over .500.
I know. Well, you don't want to be 6 games over .500.
I want to be 12.
You know how many teams would trade places with the Astros right now? With 6 straight ALCSs and 2 World Series championships?
Well, you don't get to. You have to do it right now. Do you want to trade places with them right now?
Most of the teams in the league would want to.
You know what? If you are not serious people, if the Reds were serious people, they would consider going out and trying to add an arm. That's what they would do. They would consider trying to go out and add a starter. Because they got some guys who can hit.
They're Cincinnati. They ain't adding no starters.
I know, but look at them. Look how they're playing.
I know.
And they got a lineup
that's
hitting.
They won 7 straight games.
They got a lineup that's hitting right now, too. They got a lineup that scores runs.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, they do.
The Astros, by the way,
they're a half game out of first in that tough NL Central.
The Astros traded for a reliever with a 6 a minor league reliever at the 6 ERA. My son goes, Alec goes, Dad, Astros just made a trade. I'm like, they did? Yeah. And his notifications came through. They made a trade for a reliever. I was like, oh, that's interesting. We were doing something. And I said, I'll read up on it when I get home. I'm like, huh?
Well, trade up. They just brought up Dubin, who's got a 7 ERA.
I know, but they just made a trade for a minor leaguer who
they
had...
sent Belak down and brought up a guy with a 7 ERA.
Wait, is that that's not the guy they traded for?
Dubin, no, they brought him up from Sugar Land. He's been with Sugar Land.
Yeah, this is no. They traded for another guy at the 6 ERA.
Good.
Who for cash can't get enough of them. When you have to buy somebody,
no, can't get enough of them.
Worth it.
Can't get enough of that. Can't get enough of that.
Speaking of buying somebody, there was a huge trade in the NBA that I want to get to when we come back. It's a new big three, but it just goes to show you. When you look at this trade, you're going to say, wait, what? When you have the guaranteed contracts that NBA players have now, a player who is a quality player brings you almost nothing back in return.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Well, that's why you're Washington. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sean Dubin has over 9 games with Sugar Land. He compiled an 0-2 record with a 7.96 ERA. Got to get him up in a hurry.
Yeah.
Better get him
well,
up.
Well, that tells you what they think of Belak.
Speed it.
Beat it, Belak.
What do you think of your patio?
I think a lot of great things. I was out there cooking, let's see, steaks, a spatchcock chicken, and bacon-wrapped quail. That's all I did all at the same time. Oh, and threw on the – I had some potatoes, too. I was roasting some potatoes with a little bit of butter, an olive oil combined, salt, pepper, cracked pepper, all on the all on that grill that I had installed by my friends over at Texas Custom Patios. They built us a kitchen, and I know Ned across the street was. I had him come take a look at it. Was really impressed. Grabbed him at a St. Arnold's beer in there, and we shared a beer, talking a little bit. I had a great time, and yeah, it was hot out. It was hot out this weekend. Didn't stop me from getting out on the patio, doing my grilling kitchen. Even if you don't want to sit out on your patio, you still get great enjoyment out of you know, the kitchen, if you had a kitchen. And then when the weather is nicer, you're out there, you've got some fans on, which typically when we're not having record heat, you know, a record heat wave, you're going to enjoy sitting out there watching games in the evening, watching your shows, streaming, listening to music, kicking it with friends, neighbors, whatever the case may be for you. You can really develop memories out there. And they're also building swimming pools now. And everything they do is built to look as good as you can possibly imagine. Their craftsmanship, their workmanship, their design is top-notch. TexasCustomPatios.com. Go look at the before and afters and get a sense of what your house could look like. Not only will you add value to your home, you're going to add value to your personal life as well. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
1 year ago, we knocked on the door. This year, we beat on the door. Next year, we're going to kick the son of a in.
The Kings are on the air. It's John and Lance, man. That's just stupid, dude. I'm not reading that one.
Oh, look, the recently self-coronated Kings of Houston Sports Radio.
Come on, dude. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. For some inexplicable reason, the Wizards gave up Bradley Beal for basically nothing.
Basically nothing.
So Chris Paul had a
second-round picks, Landry Shamet, who averages 8 points a game.
Some pick swaps.
With the team that's not as good as, I mean, it's
better than you.
And then you get Chris Paul, who has a $10 million trade kicker. His guaranteed money, it's only partially guaranteed his contract this year. So it's like a $15-plus million deal, plus 10, $25 million. And I guess the thought is they may buy him out.
Well, they had to give him the $10 million more to make the trade work money-wise between the two teams. How about that? Chris Paul's just sitting there with a non-guaranteed $15 million deal, and all of a sudden it's $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
And he could he could retire if he wanted to. I don't think he's going to.
No.
I think he'll go give it a shot again somewhere else. And that's a whole separate conversation. But this just tells you, like, a player who should have tremendous value, but he still has over $200 million, he being Bradley Beal, left on his contract. And Washington just felt like, why do we have a $200 million? We're not winning.
Yeah.
We need to hit reset. So you end up, this contract's so high, he's going to make $50 million next year. You basically, $47 million this year, $50 million next year, $57 million in his fourth year of the contract. It's basically so high, and there's so much money guaranteed, that you really don't, there really is no value. It turns out that there's no value in the pick for the other, you know, for the Wizards. They have no leverage, and they just want to get rid of the contract. You have a player like Bradley Beal. I would have sworn Bradley Beal was going to bring you back some really good pieces.
I did too.
Instead, you got almost nothing for Bradley Beal.
So nobody else wanted that contract, apparently.
And if you're Phoenix, you'll be more than happy to take it on.
Would Bradley you have Beal? Taken that on here? For what would you would have given up a heck of a lot more.
I would
than
have
that.
Taken it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have taken on Bradley Beal more than likely. I mean, I don't know about him personally behind the scenes, and the Rockets could do their work there. He's not young. He's 29 years old, but at the same time, he's still a good scorer.
Got a lot of player.
And you know, what would you give up for that? Well, obviously, it starts with, you got to have the money to do it, so it has to be a Kevin Porter Jr. situation from a financial standpoint. And then you'd have to give up a draft pick. And then,
well, are you duplicating with Bradley Beal and Jalen Green? Is that?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, would you deal, like, I would think from a basketball standpoint, I could see the argument against doing Jalen Green. Because if Jalen Green takes steps forward, Jalen Green is going to be less expensive. Bradley Beal's at, you know, he's been maxed out a couple times. That's why his deal's in the $50 million range. But it's just so intriguing that in basketball, when you get to a point where your contract total is a certain amount that's guaranteed, there's some instances and situations where it just doesn't have great value, I guess, from a trade standpoint. Because what they got back for Bradley Beal, to me, seems criminal. If I'm a Wizards fan, how can you be happy about that?
No, you're just starting from scratch.
But now you have Booker, Beal's going to be so hungry to win. Like, oh my God, what does it feel like to win? So you have Durant, Booker, and Beal, and they went from +8. They went from 8-1 to 6-1 odds to win the championship next year.
You got a big three now.
The Suns, yeah.
You got a big three. It'll be interesting to see. You got some duplication with Booker and Beal. And by the way, when Kevin Durant came over, Devin Booker wasn't taking a back seat.
Well, there's three players who play on a wing. Like, you know, they got to figure some things out.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I say, well, They're not bad. We'll see whether or not that puts them in Denver's category. But, you know, we mentioned Jalen Green. Bill Simmons mentioned Jalen Green, and he mentioned him in a trade. Listen to this, what Bill Simmons thinks it's going to happen with Zion Williamson this offseason.
It involves New Orleans and Charlotte and Houston.
Okay.
And here's the trade.
Thank you for sending these to me, because now I can look at it as you're saying it. Appreciate it.
Houston gets Zion Williamson and the number 27 pick. Charlotte gets the number 4 pick, Jalen Green and Kira Lewis. So they move back two spots and they get Jalen Green. New Orleans gets the number 2 pick and Terry Rozier and first round picks from Brooklyn in 24 and 26. So basically they flip Zion into number 2, Terry Rozier, and 2 Brooklyn firsts. Charlotte moves back 2 spots, picks up Jalen Green. Houston rolls the dice with Zion. They sign James Harden, and they go to war next year with James Harden and then Zion, which I think would be unbelievable for the restaurants in the Houston area. But would also
all the service industries.
Yeah, you know, all the service industries, huge win. The waiters, other people, Zion and Harden together would be kind of unbelievable. I don't know what version of Harden we're getting, but I also wonder if they're getting Harden at all, which makes me wonder, do you just say fuck it and take a swing?
Just delete that whole soundbite. Delete that soundbite.
You don't want James Harden and Zion Williamson.
You literally, just like he said, the service industry, all the industry.
All the service industry.
But Jalen, I mean, you have Jalen Green, you give him up for, Zion, there's a part of me that gets excited about Zion, and then there's the part of me that knows that this is an injury-prone player in his early 20s. Injuries almost never get better in the NBA for bigger players.
Yeah.
It almost never, look at Shaq's history, Dream's history. If you look at every bigger player, when they start getting injuries stack up, it almost never gets better. And Zion's is already happening early in his
career. Already happening.
And he's shown signs of an inability mentally to be where he needs to. He wouldn't play this year because he just said he didn't feel like Zion. Like, it is. There are so many red flags. There's so many red flags on Zion Williamson that as excited as you get about the athleticism and the size and the scoring and rebounding and everything about Zion Williams that he is able to do when he's healthy, you have to ultimately come back to Zion Williamson typically doesn't play basketball much. There's no other way to say it. Mm-hmm. And he didn't play, and then he said, okay, this is going to be different now that I get my guaranteed contract, and it wasn't different. He got, well, guaranteed, now that I get my max contract. Now he's sitting on a max contract. He's got personal issues off the court. I mean, you know, maybe it's not a big deal. It just is out there a lot. But that kind of stuff can factor into how a player plays. If he's not focused at all on basketball, and Zion, when he's off, like, is Zion focused on basketball at all? I don't know. Can Zion keep himself at a weight where he can play? Because when he has lower body injuries, I honestly believe that Zion made a comment about how he gets his feelings hurt when people make comments about his body and stuff like that. I think he didn't come back this year because he didn't like the way he looked. I honestly believe that he, from a body type standpoint, he was heavier and didn't want to come back because of that. He said he didn't feel like himself, and yet he can still dunk. Like, he's still explosive as a bigger player. He can be overweight and still do some unbelievable physical stuff. But I think that
he's
Zion
sensitive
Williams,
about his weight, and here you are just willy-nilly talking about his weight. Okay.
Well, he's not a rocket.
Okay, so what? What if he comes here and he finds out that you've been talking about his weight? You okay?
Turkey leg hut.
He might not play for another month or two.
Turkey leg hut.
What if you hurt his feelings and he can't play for a month
New
or
Orleans
two?
New Orleans gets a lot of love about the food stuff. I got news for you. Houston's is considered
food.
As an even bigger food spot.
Yeah.
You think this is going to go well, the food stuff? I mean, and James always typically, and Dreams, they have the lemon pepper wings too, right down the street from, I mean, I know exactly where it is. You're going to be able to get yourself some wings there and strippers.
Yeah.
Double bubble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of places
I don't want
and strippers.
I just think I've seen too many red flags where you go in and you think, okay, it won't be us. Lance McCullers contract, for example. Red flags galore. You still do it. Here's and we've got some sound on him as well.
We'll
so
do that.
We'll hear from him, and then I can't believe that we are now going to be in segment three, and you haven't even talked about a major event in golf. A major is played, but because it was a golfer that you didn't have in your little Calcutta or whatever, a golfer.
Oh,
that
I
you
didn't.
Don't,
I didn't win money drafting him in a draft
you've
in the U.S. Open draft.
Of Wyndham
Thank you.
Clark. You never even heard of Wyndham Clark before this
Wyndham
week.
Wyndham Clark won the Wells Fargo just a few weeks ago.
You wouldn't
Wyndham
have known him if he didn't win the Wells
I
Fargo.
I drafted him. You don't even know anything about this. I drafted Wyndham Clark. Okay.
Is it a snake draft?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't believe in snake drafts.
I believe in HRP. HRP is, where are we in the month? Yeah, we just got paid recently. We did. So here's the deal is if you're looking for the best way to get your payroll on time, perfectly done every time, to get, if your payroll department is growing, if your payroll department is getting out of control, what you need, my friends, is HRP. Everybody should have HRP. Once your business gets to 15, 20, 25 employees, now it's time for you to stop doing the payroll because you're not good at it. And let them take care of all the other stuff. You got, so your payroll department, you're experts in the Affordable Care Act. No. So you're experts in HR. You're going to handle all that. No. So you're experts in, you know, in getting your payroll cheaper to your people. No. HR&P is going to do all of those things. And, oh, by the way, HR&P is also going to help you with your benefits packages, your 401ks, your insurance packages, all of those things. But they're going to give you options. They're not making any money off of it. They're going to find the best options for you. They're going to customize a plan for your business. It's what they do every single day because it's not cookie cutter. It's not the same price for everybody. If you've got 2,000 employees and somebody else has 25, of course it's cheaper when you got 2,000 employees. Let them do it for you. Let them tell you how to do it. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
We're ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, not the home of the Houston Texans. Not sure they even like us.
Rock and roll!
The preambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
I didn't get any shoes for Father's Day, Art, so you can move along. You can move on, Art.
My daughter gave me a...
What'd she give you?
My daughter's a gift-giving machine. She gets gifts for everybody.
She does?
I don't even know where she gets. She saves her money. She gets Amazon gift cards during Christmas and then saves them to buy other people presents.
Oh, that's so nice.
So she got me a robe. Sweet girl. Yeah, she got me a robe.
She got you a robe? That was nice.
She got me a very soft, nice robe.
Yeah, Dad, can you please put this on? That'd be great.
Yeah, she said, now you won't walk around the house in your underwear.
Yeah.
She even said that on the card. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that's not going to stop. I'll just.
Well, you'll have the underwear on, hopefully, underneath the robe.
Yeah. The robe is soft. The robe is nice. She's a.
Mm-hmm.
She's a sweet girl. We had some trying times over the weekend.
Did we?
At the Zerline
It was Father's Day weekend.
Did it stop my kids? Did it stop Snacks from pushing Mahdi into the pool? I wasn't there. It was the three kids, Mason, Mahdi, and Snacks together. And apparently he got mad that she squirted him with a water gun. And after she had dried off, he threw her towel in the pool and then pushed her in a pool multiple times.
Well,
you know. We're not there with them, me or Nicole. They're just acting a fool. So that happened. Mm-hmm. So that was good. Unfortunately, two of my sons are going to be out. They're going to their friends. Their friend has a ranch. They're going to go work on the ranch, which should be a delight for them. I'm excited to hear about how that goes. They're going to go work on a ranch. So unfortunately, I'm going to be without them for the whole week. Too bad.
So sad. You look sad.
Yeah. I'm broken up.
He's so sad.
I don't have
it.
To hear the fighting and yelling and stuff like
it
that.
Seems
so.
Like you're sad about it.
Yeah, I get a vacation. It's nothing like an unexpected summer vacation from kids.
That's nice.
Mahdi, where are you going? Because Alex already working. He works at HEB, just doing the curbside stuff. So,
oh yeah,
yeah, and he's easy. Yeah. Like he's an easy one. The other three, not so easy. Much. So Mahdi needs to have a vacation soon.
Mason is old enough. He's in high school. He needs a job, a summer job.
And he wants one. He keeps getting turned down by everybody. He applies everywhere.
Mm.
So if you have a job for Mason, trust me, he will work for you.
Will he?
He will work for you. Yeah, he wants money. He wants to get out of the house. He wants to get his own car. And he's like, yeah.
Good for him.
Mason's my one who will just move off and go do his own thing.
Mm.
Mahdi already told me we're going to live with her. She's going to live with us. And then... we can stay with her when we get old. Huh. So she's the one who won't push us down steps. Snacks will push us down
steps. That's the only one that won't.
Yeah, Snacks will push us
down. Yeah, for sure. Let's get Gilbert in here. He wants to talk about the Astros, who had a rough week. Gilbert, did you see the Astros? I think you said they were going to win. They didn't win any games, Gilbert.
Yeah. I think so. They had a pretty good team. They won tonight anyway.
They went tonight?
They're going to sweep the Mets. Probably three games.
So, wait a minute. You think they're going to beat the Mets? You know what the score is going to be?
He said sweep.
Sweep?
Yes. 11-2.
11-2?
2.
Wow, off Scherzer. All right. Okay. Huh?
I could see the score turning into an 11-2 fair. I didn't say who has 11, who has 2.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Of course, it's Hunter Brown. They ain't hitting Hunter Brown.
No. No one.
These slappies, those Mets slappies, they're even worse than the Astros.
Yeah. They're not hitting.
No, they're not. They're terrible. They're terrible. And you know what their payroll is? Terrible. And so you may be right about this, Gilbert. What'd you do all weekend?
I was sick all weekend.
Gilbert.
Again, you've been sick a lot lately.
I ate a pizza last night, made me sick anyway.
You had a pizza that made you sick?
Did you eat the whole thing, Gilbert?
Hold on a second. It's just a dough. It's just a crust, which is cooked. So any impurity, that should be cooked out. You have cheese, mozzarella cheese. And what did you have on your pizza, Gilbert? Don't tell me you had mayonnaise that had been left out.
Pepperoni.
What about oysters?
Pepperoni.
Did you have oysters on there? Raw oysters?
No.
Okay, then I don't know where the sickness is coming from.
I don't know.
Did you have uncooked chicken on it?
No.
No?
Yeah, pepperoni, cheese, and dough. I don't know how that made you sick.
How are you celebrating Juneteenth, Gilbert?
Oh, no.
I don't celebrate Juneteenth anyway.
All right. Just was wondering if you were having a barbecue or something. Well, you're sick, though. You had pizza, right? You're sick?
Well, I'm better now anyway.
Oh, you're better?
Yeah, I was last night.
What'd you do? Eat the whole thing?
No, you had half of it.
Half of it. Well, that's still pretty.
Where did you, was it from the store or did you buy it from somewhere?
Pizza Hut.
Uh-oh. That's not a big endorsement there.
I got you.
Pizza Hut's none too pleased.
What's your favorite?
Gilbert's throwing him in a grease.
I'm curious about this. Gilbert, have you had food at a lot of different places?
Not really, no.
In your life, though?
Not really.
Yeah, right. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, tell me your three favorite dishes you've ever had.
Three what?
What are your three favorite dishes? Your three favorite foods you've ever had from restaurants or wherever. The three favorite things that you can remember that you've ever had.
Pizza and hamburgers. But
pizza from where? Do you remember the pizza? Was there a really
good
pizza?
Your best pizza.
Yeah, the best pizza. Where did you have it from?
Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Okay. Last night, notwithstanding.
Last night, yeah. And then what about hamburger? Like, where did you have a hamburger that was unbelievable?
Burger King.
Okay. Nobody at, like, a homemade burger somewhere?
No. Burger King was the answer.
No. Okay, Burger King, Pizza Hut, and then we don't even need to go to the third dish. We're fine.
I used to like Pizza Hut a long time ago, you know?
Yeah
Pizza Hut, I used to go there a lot when I was a kid. You either went to Pizza Hut or Pizza Inn. In the deep dish with
hamburger.
The
you been in Fort Lance?
Where?
Prince's Hamburger.
Prince's, yeah. Prince's was good. John and I used to go to Prince's. Like, it was right across the street from 610. We went there with Jose Lima one time for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did some. I asked about a movie star who died. I forgot the name of it anyway. The movie star who died.
A movie star, did Treat Williams die?
Anyway.
Treat Williams got hit by, or hit a, I don't know if he died, but Treat Williams was a, I don't know, movie star seems a little strong, but he was in movies, and he ran.
A 1983 movie anyway, 1983 movie.
Who are we talking about right
Treat
now?
Treat Williams.
It was a lady, I don't remember her name now.
So some lady from 1983 died over the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see.
Name all the women that were in a movie in 1983, Lance, and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Ask Alexa.
No.
Why aren't you asking Alexa stuff?
Why can't you ask Alexa?
I don't know what the name of the lady is anyway.
Well, you could just say who recently died. Like what?
What actress just recently died? Alexa. What actress?
No, I don't say that. She died a long time ago, anyway.
Oh.
Who did?
This lady from the 1983.
There was a movie that I used to like a long time ago.
Oh, 1983? I'll never forget that. We'll have to look up all the movies from 1983 and see.
So Treat Williams did die.
Treat Williams died?
Iron Sheik? Were you talking about Iron Sheik by any chance?
Iron Sheik died a week ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no. He wasn't a girl in a 1983 movie.
Anna Shea? Jackie?
We can't do this. It's 7:40.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
No, we can't do this. Gilbert.
It wasn't Tina Turner.
Hope you feel better.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right,
we'll see you.
All right. He's got you looking up 1983 movies or what?
What are we doing?
What's wrong with?
Even looking up movies. I'm looking up people who died.
I know it's the
and
summer.
Some of these people I forgot. Like some of the Tori Bowie died. Well, no, I knew about that, but some of these people who died, I forgot about. Like there's a lot of people who died so far in 2023 that, like, did you know? For example, like this Treat Williams guy died. Iron Sheik obviously died, as you already know. Never heard of this guy. Some BMX rider died. Jim Hines, I guess a U.S. Olympian, died. 76. But Tina Turner, we know. That's a big one. Ray Stevenson. Wait a minute. Oh, he appeared on the first three Thor movies. Most recently starred in Oscar winning. I don't even know who that is.
What are you doing?
Jim Brown.
What exactly?
Jim Brown died.
Yeah, we know that Jim Brown died. Are you looking through everybody who died now?
Yeah, Jerry Springer died.
We know that. We know that. Yeah, we talked about it, remember?
But there's
that was a few weeks ago.
Some little person died.
Okay, is that
Star Wars?
Is that it? Or are you still going to go through everybody who died this year?
Lance Reddick died.
That's not a woman from the 1983 movie.
But from Bosch?
Yeah. He died?
Yes. See why I'm doing this segment? Yeah, this guy died.
Oh, no.
Lance Reddick was awesome. He had died like 3 months ago.
He was in great shape. That doesn't bode well for me.
Tom Sizemore from Heat.
Yeah, he died.
Died. That's sad.
I like Tom Sizemore. Yeah, I don't know why. Always, he could have been an a-hole. I have no idea.
Tom Sizemore wasn't always nice to women.
No, he wasn't?
No.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah.
Seemed like a nice guy to me. Seemed Bobby nice Caldwell enough in the movies.
Died. Yeah, well, actually, he was rarely nice in movies. He was rarely nice in movies either.
43.
Richard Belzer died.
Oh, no. He was in.
Gilbert, maybe he wanted to say Raquel Welch died.
It might have been.
Maybe that's who. That feels like somebody who he would have.
A 1983 movie?
Yeah, he would have pointed out who died.
Wait, she was more like a 1970s.
Did you know this? Shirley from Laverne and Shirley died. You didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't care. It's time for you, though, to care about SiteJab. That's what it's time for you to care about.
Yeah, and so SiteJab.
Oh, when we come back, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah.
On a Father's Day weekend, you probably learned something. Okay? Let's go. 713-780-3776.
What did you learn? Now, we're going to see. There are people who have today off with Juneteenth.
Yeah.
So, and I noticed the roadways when I came in were dead.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how you guys bring it on. What did you learn? You're usually pretty good pretty much every week. Every week is usually pretty strong.
Yeah.
But what did you learn? If you've never played this game, today is your day to play this game. Today is your day. 713-780-3776.
Anything.
It can be about anything in the world. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
You only have one sentence. Lance is bad at that game.
I'm not great at it.
Okay. So right now, though, you're great at SiteJab.
Yeah. Well, SiteJab's great at taking care of you let me just tell you one of the things they do. So social media is something that they handle branding. They handle social media engagement. They can do a lot of things. If you're not very savvy on some of the, you know, tech aspects and social media aspects, which there's a lot of people who have businesses. You've been in business a long time. Maybe you feel like you're getting behind right now. And you say, I'm not up on as much as this. My website's not as good. I don't understand. You know, we don't use social media very well for the business. Well, that's where SiteJab comes in. They can rebuild your site so it is designed for customers to stay on the site. It'll be more sticky. It'll be more engaging. You're going to find that it's more interactive. They understand how to make that happen for you. They can handle your social media engagement as well to make sure that you learn how to create more leads and how to create more interest from your social media account. And I haven't even began to talk about the professional filming and videography that they can do as well. So make sure that SiteJab is a phone call for you, or at least visit the website and set up a consultation so you can find out how they can improve your business, starting with a custom-built website. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I'm an idea man, Chuck.
What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it! Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise.
Welcome back from the weekend, Houston. It's time to tell us what you were up to, what you did, in one sentence.
All right, welcome back. Thank you for the assist, Spencer. 713-780-377. As soon as somebody gets off, because we got a full board right now, as soon as somebody gets off, you get in. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? It does not have to be about sports. It could be about anything, and there's probably a lot of stuff going on. If family was in, you had the kids in, or what the kids did for you for Father's Day. There's a lot of great stuff going on. So, 713-780-3776. Let's get it started with Ocho. ¿Qué pasó, Ocho? ¿Qué aprendiste este fin de semana?
Yeah, I learned that Japan is the only country in the world where meth is more popular than marijuana.
Oh. Japan, meth is more popular than marijuana. That is a nice fact that I had not known. I don't know. He probably watched a documentary.
Yeah.
A
he watches things. He learns.
He does.
He does. Every week he tells us something.
He tells us
know.
Something from a documentary that he watched.
He tells us something that we didn't know.
Yes. No.
And that's also how the game's supposed
meth
to work.
Meth is, wow, that is something. They're really, really enthusiastic there in Japan.
Yeah. I did not know that.
That
I
seems like a
that.
Bit aggressive.
And I trust Ocho. Ocho Texto, I trust him. Every week. Okay. So this is a side note. I don't know if anyone picks up on it.
His name's Ocho.
I know, but every week you know he's black, right?
Right.
You do the, okay.
Yeah.
I just make sure that you Ocho. You're always que pasó aprendiste.
His name is Ocho, which
I know,
is.
No. I just,
which is?
I just wondered if
eight.
You, right. I just wonder if you forget every week.
No.
Or if that's just
no,
the thing
just,
that
no,
you
his
do.
Name's Ocho.
Okay.
Just, anybody yeah. whose name has. Spanish in
you're
it.
You're going to do that. That's fine.
That's right.
No,
now,
I like
Jeff.
It.
I'm not going to do that with Jeff.
Jefe.
No, well, he could be the boss, but I think this is Jeff, not Jefe. Hey, Jeff, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned that while on Mother's Day, I had to cook a full home-cooked meal. On Father's Day, I also had to cook a home-cooked full meal for my family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
How
no,
it
no,
works.
No, that's how it works.
Guess
that,
who was
dad,
out?
It's Dad's Day. Dad, you get the barbecue.
Guess who was out
for
grilling
us.
Yesterday?
Yeah, me too.
In the
too.
Summer heat.
Me
yeah.
too.
And it's fine. I actually prefer it that way.
Yeah. Well, I had a dozen people at the house. Yeah.
I was cooking for. Oh, can I tell you what I learned?
Uh-huh.
I learned that telling your wife you want something on Father's Day elicits a reaction, I'm not one of your kids. First of all, that's not the right type of comeback for what I ask.
Right.
Okay. That's not the comeback you need to say.
Right.
Number two, it doesn't get the same like birthday. Like
you're the father of her children.
But isn't Father's Day, don't we get what we want?
Yeah, we get what we want.
Yeah. Well, no, apparently we don't.
Well, apparently not in your house.
Okay. Yeah, apparently okay. we don't in my house.
Right.
Because her answer was alarming to me on a couple levels. But on the primary level of just like, wait a minute, Father's Day
right.
means I get certainty. You kind of have to just give in.
See how bad you are at this game?
I know, but... I should have maybe just saved
no,
this.
Right.
I should have just saved this.
Let's get Tony in here. Tony, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned this weekend that my son actually loves me. He's on a road trip for the summer, and he called me for Father's Day.
Hey, that's good.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good. Good for you.
Road trip, and he calls.
That's nice.
That is good.
That is good. My son called me. That was great. My daughters were here, so that was awesome. I had a great Father's Day. Lenny, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that if you are trying to get out of a job at West Virginia, don't give up. Don't ever give up.
That's a good one, Lenny.
Well, yeah. And that one refers to
Huggy, our friend.
Bob Huggins got close to getting out.
Listen, since Ryan Pressly was in.
I know.
And since Bob Huggins was in,
it didn't go well for them.
Boy, we have been.
We had Bob Huggins in studio. Then, like 3 weeks later, he makes takes an ugly shot at the Catholic Church on a radio show.
Well, more at Xavier fans, but okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, Xavier fans. Yeah, that's what it was.
Right.
Well, I think it was a double bubble, and then
he gets a DUI.
He was a DUI. Did you see the what it was?
Video.
0.21.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
One.
Yep. He had to resign. John, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that you can't watch CBS something.
I can't. Wait, I learned your phone sucks.
It seems like they can still do that noise out. I know they need the blimp to fly around, but that...
I don't know what that means.
Okay, I have no
make idea. Him call back Tom.
No, his phone
was
always
that?
Sucks.
Was that Tom?
John.
Oh, that was John.
His phone always sucks.
I couldn't understand what
not
he was
a word,
saying.
Not a word. Peter, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that the 1968 Bill Barbarella is...
Is it phones?
Is it...
I want to know what you guys are saying. I need to learn stuff. This is our shortcut. And he just said the 1968...
713-780-3776. Peter, your phone... The other phones were fine. Johnson Peters' phone sucked. That's what I learned this weekend. La Raza, ¿qué aprendiste este fin de semana, güey?
Juanito J. Lancer Line.
Órale.
¿Qué pasó? Ay, ay. Hello?
Yeah, what'd you learn?
Go ahead. Go. Oh, come again? I mean, that's the phone room not working, man. Well, hey, I learned that the nicest way to say somebody's fat is to give them a Fitbit. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, Happy Father's Day. You got you a Fitbit, huh? Mm. Mito. What'd you learn this weekend, Mito?
I learned that my sister needs to get some potter friends because my little niece's party looked like a zoo exhibit this last weekend.
Because I couldn't understand.
His
little sister what?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I only heard some of it, too.
713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Peter, come on back in. Peter, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, sorry about that, guys. I was just saying that the 1968 film Barbarella is one of the weirdest things you will ever watch. But Jane Fonda is really hot.
Yes. Barbarella.
Jane Fonda.
Maybe that's what Gilbert was. Of course, Barbarella was in the 60s, I think.
Yeah.
It is a weird movie. I don't remember it, but I do remember, yeah, Jane Fonda was strong then. Strong. 713-780-3776. John, what
did the strongest ever, I think, who, you know, has always been older since we've done the show. I mean, but the strongest that people just say, oh, she died, oh, she was 80, whatever, big deal. If you go back and look at anything from Raquel Welch, she would have been in 2023.
Oh, my God.
She would have been one of the most talked about people. She was like, had Kardashian kind of looks without surgeries, without anything.
Anything.
She was powerful.
No. She was Raquel Welch. Come on. John, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Clear now? Am I coming loud and clear?
Yeah, we got
you're better now.
Yeah. You can't watch the PGA or the U.S. Open without the noise. It seems like they could do something about that. Filter it out or something. It's so annoying.
Are you talking about that the flight that was over? So I noticed it too yesterday when they were showing a shot from what was a blimp or I don't know what it was, and I noticed some of the same noises.
The vuvuzela? They don't have those out there.
Well, they did not have vuvuzelas.
No, they didn't have any vuvuzelas out there. I didn't notice. I watched almost every shot.
And you didn't hear that noise? I only heard it a couple times, but they are in the middle of Los Angeles.
Yeah. You're going to have, you know, traffic. It's right on Hollywood Boulevard, or what is it? Not Hollywood, Sunset. Right on Sunset and Wilshire.
What if they got to, like, hole 12 and there was a tent city?
There were no tents there.
What if there was a tent city on hole 12? By the way,
did you hear how much that land is worth that they're on?
Oh, a ridiculous amount.
No, $22 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got two 18-hole courses right. The Playboy Mansion is right next door.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I say we keep going with these.
All right, let's go. Lee, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yes, I learned after 50 years of being a diehard Los Angeles Dodgers fan that Tommy Lasorda rolled over in his grave this weekend when the Dodgers caved in to the drag nuns of California. Mm-hmm. Go Texas Rangers.
Boo. Boo, Texas Rangers.
What the?
Boo, Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers blow. Who cares about the Texas Rangers? We're going to catch them, pass them, and then you'll be sad, Lee. Then you'll be really, really. And then I'll learn that weekend how sad you are.
We're never catching them.
Gary, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I ended up finishing up the book Empire of the Summer Moon, and I learned about what happened to Anglo women with their Comanches on the frontier. Not great.
Okay. Anglo women with the Comanches on the frontier. Not great. Yeah, I guess I could see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 That's a big L for the white women.
That's a F around and find out.
Come get us. Guess what?
We weren't great with
guess
them.
Guess what we're going
to
do?
No. Well, it wasn't me. My people had nothing to do with it.
That's what we're going to do to your women, folk. Underrated mess. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Jordan Love sunned himself.
Jordan Love sunned himself? What did Jordan do? Now, you know the phrase sunned. When you, like Mason, I got to admit, Mason has some pretty good. He said, Dad, are you going to tell me Happy Father's Day for me sunning you on that in FIFA? Mm. So he made me, I'm the son. He sunned me. And he goes, you haven't even said Happy Father's Day to me.
Did he beat you?
Came back. I was winning 2-0. He came back, and the worst part is, and he's so loud, and like he makes his players gritty after they score goals. He's just, I hate losing to Mason. He scored in the 89th minute to tie it, and he scored an extra time. I just got so impatient with my team.
That's what you learned this weekend. All right, Tommy, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Tommy, you there? No,
Tommy's not here.
He not here.
What'd you learn?
I didn't learn. I don't know. I had the whole.
Did you learn anything in golf?
I learned that I just love to have my family in town.
That's learned that it's first time LA's had it in what, 75 years.
Yeah, they don't get it. They don't get it.
Yeah, well, it's LA.
It is LA,
like not California.
It's LA. And I learned this weekend a lot of people that. L.A. Country Club is not beloved, and the fans that they kept away from this thing made it not as great for the players, because apparently the members bought up a lot of the tickets.
They're restricted,
so that there wouldn't be that many people there.
It's a snoot fest. Yeah, now. It is. We talked about it on Friday. I didn't realize it until more of the stories came out. Very like, man, snooty. They are really,
really snooty. All right, 8:01, we're done. Thanks for playing. You guys did great, even on this, the holiest of holidays, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Nice job. Right now, though, Craig DeCerf is what we're talking about.
Yeah, Craig DeCerf. So, you know, I talk about who they are and the great offers they have for you and things like that. But, you know, I do want to mention quickly the service department. They double stock everything in service so that you are able to get in and out quickly when it comes to work that you need to have done. I got to bring my wife's vehicle and it's maintenance time. I got the text for it. Hey, it's maintenance time. You're at this mileage. You're at this, you know, and it's a great way to keep up with service. I head out there to Angleton. We're going to turn it into a barbecue trip too. Going to hit Killens. But right now they've got awesome offers for you in terms of their programs. 1.9% APR financing on all 2022-2023 Blazers, Chevy Equinox, Chevy Trailblazers, and Chevy Traverse, which is what I drive, which and my wife, fantastic. They also have 90 days no interest payments when you find, or no 90 days no payments when you finance through GM Financial. That's one of the things they offer you as well. And of course, you're going to get huge trade-in values. Now, if you're looking for a brand new truck, Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Turbo Max, well, you got a 1.9% APR financing, or you can get $2,750 total cash allowance for well-qualified buyers. But Chevy products are doing it big right now. And low APR financing and great dealer cash back and total cash allowances are available for you right now. Make sure that you check them out at LanceZCars.com. Short drive to Angleton will have you saving thousands. Chevy, find new roads.
ESPN 97.5. You've chosen wisely.
Do you want to know what it is?